Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. Ever feel like anger is just living rent-free in your head? You know that feeling when you're simmering with frustration over something small, or maybe a bigger situation has got you feeling seriously steamed? We've all been there. But guess what? Holding on to anger and frustration isn't doing us any favors. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and frankly, nobody wants that kind of baggage. Today, we're diving deep into how to let go of those pesky feelings and reclaim your inner peace. Think of this as a mini meditation session for your soul. We'll unpack some powerful affirmations, sprinkle in some relatable stories, and leave you feeling lighter and ready to tackle the world with a whole lot more zen. First things first. Why is letting go so important? Well, anger and frustration can wreak havoc on our physical and mental well-being. We get headaches, sleepless nights, and it can even affect our relationships. It's like that friend who constantly brings drama to the party. Nobody wants to be around them for long. Now, I'm not saying we should become pushovers or ignore injustices. Feeling angry about something unfair is completely valid. But it's how we handle those feelings that makes all the difference. Bottling it up like a pressure cooker is just asking for an explosion. Instead, let's learn to acknowledge those emotions, process them healthily, and then move on. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the anger and frustration. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Pretending you're not angry won't make it disappear. It's like ignoring a leaky faucet. Eventually, it's going to cause major damage. Take a moment to acknowledge those feelings of anger or frustration without judgment. Just say to yourself, I'm feeling really frustrated right now, and allow yourself to feel it fully. 2. Identify the root cause. Once you've acknowledged your emotions, try to pinpoint what triggered them. Was it something someone said? A situation that felt unfair? Recognizing the source of your anger can help you address it more effectively. It's like trying to find a leak in a pipe. Once you know where it is, you can fix it. 3. Practice deep breathing. When anger starts to flare up, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This helps calm your nervous system and allows you to respond instead of reacting impulsively. It's like hitting the pause button on a roller coaster. Gives you a moment to collect yourself before things get too crazy. 4. Reframe your thoughts. Anger often stems from negative or distorted thinking patterns. Challenge those thoughts by asking yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Sometimes a simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. It's like looking at a painting from a different angle. You might see something new and beautiful that you didn't notice before. 5. Practice forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means releasing the anger and resentment that's holding you back. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the end. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years ago, I had a really frustrating experience with a customer service representative who was completely unhelpful. I walked away feeling so angry and frustrated. But then I realized that holding on to that anger wasn't going to solve anything. So I took a deep breath, practiced some reframing thinking about the bigger picture and remembering that not everyone is perfect, and eventually let it go. Guess what? It felt amazing. Remember, letting go of anger and frustration isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about choosing how you respond to them. By practicing these techniques, you can create space for peace, clarity, and joy in your life. So go out there and let that stuff go. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Leave a review if you loved it, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.